So once again, I have a lot of Meiser Sheni. I was already mafresh my truma, my Meiser Rishon went to the Levi. Now I have this Meiser Sheni. It's too much for me to take to Yerushalayim. I redeem it for money. I'm going to bring my money to Yerushalayim. I come to Yerushalayim. What do I do with the money? Best thing to do is the Ikra Mitzvah. Take the Meiser Sheni money and purchase behemos for carbon shlomims. That's learned from a pasuk. He doesn't have to. He can buy stam food. We're going to see soon what he can buy, what he can't buy. But that's the best thing. The best thing is for him to buy karbanis for shlomim. Let's see our Mishnah. Once again, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Halakeach behema lezivchei shlomim. This person buys a behema for a carbon shlomim. Oichaya lebesar taiva, or he buys a chaya, let's say a deer, which you obviously can't bring as a carbon because a deer is not one of those animals you can bring as a carbon, but he's buying it stam lebesar taiva, plain supper. You can do it. Why are we calling it besar taiva? Well, really, it's the lashon of the pasuk. Let's take a look in Parshas Re'eh. Pasuk tells us what we can do when we come to Yerushalayim with the Meiser Sheni money. This is Kapitel Yud Dalid, Pasuk Chaf Vav. The Pasuk says, V'nasato ha-kesef b'choil asher ta'ava nafshecha. You can spend the money for whatever your soul desires, literally. B'bokar, v'atzayin, v'yayin, v'ashechar. B'chol asher t'sholcha nafshecha v'yachalta sham l'fnei Hashem alekecha v'samachta ata v'esecha. So we're calling it Basar Taiva after the Lashon of the Pasuk, asher ta'ava nafshecha. So again, whether he did the Ikar Mitzvah, that is, he's purchased a behemoth with the Meiser Sheni money for Zivchei Shlomim, for a Karmish Shlomim, or he stam bought a Chaya, had it shechted and prepared to eat for a regular Chulin Supper, let's say, of course, in Yerushalayim, the din is Yatza Ha'ar Lechulin. Yatza Ha'ar Lechulin literally would mean that the skin, the hide, becomes Chulin. But we have to understand how to teach these words. The Mishnah doesn't mean it becomes chulin because it was never anything but chulin. Normally, you have Meiser Sheni. There's Kedusha Meiser Sheni on the peiros that grew in your field. Once you separated them as Meiser Sheni, you transfer it to the money. So the Kedusha goes off the peiros onto the money. You come to Yerushalayim. You buy a behema for a shlamim. So now the Kedusha goes off the money onto the behema. Even if you buy stamachaya for supper, the Kedusha goes off the money onto the chaya. But only on the meat, not on the skin, not on the hide. The Kedusha of the Meiser Sheni money never went on to the hide. So Yotzeh Ha'ar L'chulin means it stays chulin. It never was anything but. It's a little ironic because even though Sheha'ar Merubah L'basar, it could be that the hide is worth more than the meat. But why are you buying the animal? You're not buying it for the skin. You're buying it for the meat. So we say, look, you're buying meat. The meat comes packaged in the hide. But the Kedusha of Meiser Sheni goes only onto the meat, not onto the hide. In a similar vein, says the Mishnah, Kadeyayin Sesumas, if he buys closed jugs of wine with the Meiser Sheni money, Mekayim in a place, Shedarkan Limacher Sesumas, where the derech is to sell wine in closed jugs, Yotze Kankan L'chulim. Here too, it means to say that the jug was chulin and stays chulin. The Kedusha of the Meiser Sheni goes onto the wine, not onto the jug. Just like in the previous case, the Kedusha of the Meiser Sheni goes onto the meat, not onto the hide. Now, what would I do if the Kedusha went onto the hide or went onto the jug? You can't eat the hide or the jug. True, but I could have told you, sell it and buy food with the money. We're not telling you to do that. Zakta Batanura, this is Bedavka, both the seller and the buyer here aren't business people. This one is selling meat, the other is buying meat. But a businessman, for example, someone who works with hides, he's looking to buy the hide. He's thinking about the hide. Or a potter who makes jugs, he's looking to buy the jug over here. And if that's the case, if one of them was a professional when it comes to hides or to jugs, that's what they're thinking about buying or selling. Then we would say, no, when you purchase this, it wasn't just meat in a package that happens to be hide, or wine in a package that happens to be a jug. Then we say, you bought a jug, or you bought hide with Meiser Sheni money. and therefore it has kiddush of Maaser Sheni, you would taka have to sell it and buy food with it. Vayter zakta Mishnah, hu agoizim vashkeidim, walnuts, or almonds, yatsu klupeyem l'chulim. You're not buying shells, you're buying the nuts that come in a shell. When you set the price, just like the person who's not a tanner, or who's not a potter, he's looking only at the meat or the wine. Here too, you're looking at the inside of the nut, not the outside of the nut, and therefore there's no kedushas maaser sheni. On the outside of the nut, you can do anything you want with it. It's not limited to the halachas of what you can do with something purchased with maaser sheni. Yatsu klepeyim l'chulim, the shell stays chulim. Though literally it means it goes out l'chulim, but again, Mefashim explained what the Mishnah means is it stays chulim. Weiter sagt the Mishnah, HaTemed, maybe you remember Temed from Masechtas Maaser, is basically you take the grape that has been kvetched out already. We have over here the skin of the grape, the pits of the grape, or perhaps sediments of the wine, and you pour water on it. And eventually, the water takes in some of the tam of the wine. And when it sits long enough, it actually begins to ferment, and it becomes a shtickel wine. Not the highest quality wine, but it becomes something. So Zakta Mishnah, HaTemed Ad Shalei Hechmetz, before it ferments, Einu Nilkach B'Kesef Maaser. You can't buy it with Kesef Maaser, because we say, look, basically it's water, and water, like we'll soon learn in the Mishnah, is one of the things you cannot buy with Kesef Maaser Sheni. It has to be Peiris, it has to be Gedulei Karka. However, Mishnah Hechmetz, once it mamish ferments, and it becomes like a kind of a wine, then nilkach b'kesef maaser. So in a way, it's similar to the hide that comes along with the meat, the jug that comes along with the wine, or the shells that come along with the nuts. This wine comes along with water. And the truth is, older wines came along with water because they were so strong you had to pour water into it. That was called meziga. And there's actually a shear here, says the Vatanur. You may remember this again from Masechtas Maaseres. He poured three jugs of water onto the sediments of the wine or the kvetched out grapes, and now he has four. That means there's at least 25% over here, which is like wine. I had three jugs, now I have four jugs. But if it would be less than four, if I poured in three jugs of water onto these kvetched out grapes and they have less than four, that's not enough. It's still too much water. But if I had four or more out of the three that I originally poured in, this is enough wine to say, this you can buy with Maaser Sheni money.